Chris.
How can they pay for it?
Hey, well, good afternoon, everyone. We're about to call the meeting to order. So, could you call the roll?
Mel Poole.
Present.
Greg Johnson.
Here.
Marie Williams.
Here.
George Vitale is excused. Chris Williams.
Wilson.
All right, second on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
My second.
Minutes have been approved. Move on to item three, public comment. Anyone here for public comment? Moving right along, persons wishing to appear before the board.
Mr. Mueller's with the OMGA.
He's sorry.
Okay.
With the association, sorry.
Gotcha.
He's going to give the men's association a...
Great.
Oh, okay, good.
Any unfinished business? We are moving pretty swift here. So new business, Michelle put on the board report. Is there any objections to what Michelle sent out? Anything you want to discuss relative to the annual report? I know Kathy did a presentation to council, I think a couple months ago, relative to this. And I know Mr. John Zober wanted all of the boards.
Did you not get email?
I didn't get one. I don't get, sometimes stuff does not come through if my computer is there. So.
Anybody else?
Okay.
What is it? You want one? Can I appreciate it?
You want one?
Oh.
So there was a couple of recommendations that are on here. You guys agree or disagree with those? I'll give you a chance to kind of take a look over them and see what you think. And then Sherry said we need to vote on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to. What is it that we're exactly...
Making sure that everything, your accomplishments are correct and your goals and priorities.
Okay, I remember seeing this, yeah.
Any questions on the accomplishments that was reported out on?
I don't have any.
Ms. Marie?
Nothing, no.
Nothing? What about the goals and priorities? Are you guys okay with how we have those priorities set? Maybe they're kind of... What about the quarterly reports from the staff and the managers? How it seemed like there was some back and forth in the last meeting about the reports.
So those would be reports from Jason and Clark?
Yes, from Jason and Clark.
That's what that's talking about. So is that, do we approve to continue getting those?
These are the goals and priorities we have set. So mm-hmm. You guys want to continue to get those reports? How do you want to do that?
I would agree on that.
Hey.
You'd continue to get the reports from Jason and Clark.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, and that's speaking of the details, like the P&L sheet that you show, like maybe you're showing here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So do I have a motion on the floor to approve the annual report to include the accomplishments and priorities we set for 2018?
I shall approve.
Yeah, I second.
Okay. We have approval to continue to report on the annual report for the council.
Okay.
So, wait, any other new business we want to discuss before we move on? Okay. Nope. Okay. Well, Cal Golf Club report.
Hi there.
Hi there.
All right, what I thought I'd do, I think I showed you this report a little bit ago. This was sort of something you saw if anyone showed up to the meeting, the council meeting. This is where a lot of you draw data. But this will give you high levels, but pertinent information in different categories of the revenues that we're doing. So I thought it'd be nice. It also completes a comparison of the prior years, so you can see what growth or, you know, or anything like that. So I don't know how well you can see this. I tried to get it as big as I could with, is that clear?
So if you go down to your bottom right, maybe I'll zoom in a little bit.
Okay. Where is it? Bottom right.
On your computer?
On your screen.
On your laptop? See that?
Oh.
On exit, yeah.
How's that?
Yeah.
That's
better.
Ooh.
You learned something.
What the heck with these?
Computer record over here.
Yeah.
Perfect. So what we have here are the years. But going down 2017, what's in yellow is in the books, meaning it's final. Through June, these are final numbers. July, August, and September. July is forecasted. That's a good number. We're currently at 33,844 in green fee car fees. And these are budget numbers. As you can see, I'm just projecting, maybe making budget. So our total will be 829, which should be exceed budget by 52,000, and it's going to be prior year by 135,000 if we meet these numbers going forward. The interesting thing, even though we didn't, you can see we missed budget in green fee car fees in June due to weather and aerification. Almost 51,000 still exceeds any prior year of records that we have. So it's not a bad story there for the movie car fees. Down here we have rounds. I'm on pace to do 51,000 rounds. Currently we're at 2,227. That's inclusive of members, public, and outing rounds. And you'll see that a lot of these are record numbers. Our budget this year was very high, you know, going into it, but probably a lot higher than a normal budget would show because of the increases compared to prior years. So it's very good that we're making, and it has a lot to do with the conditions of the golf course, I believe the services, and of course the new part right here is in the food and beverage. These are numbers. June is final. We came in about 20 grand, which is missed budget by 48. But you can see that we're still tracking to exceed budget by 24,000 and 72,000 over prior year. This is just banquet. So the miss in banquets in June was about 3 grand of that. And we're projecting in banquets to exceed budget by just in food, 34,000, and prior year by 67. I plan to probably put tables to every little aspect I have, but these are time consuming as I go through. But that's what I created. As far as our banquets, what I'll show you real time what's going forward, so you can see what we have. This is July, and it's basically telling you everything that's happening. Things that are in green are banquets, with the exception of Jason Gunn. I was not a banquet. John is gone this week. Anything in orange is golf related. And of course, there's some meetings in here, call Amanda, stuff like that. So you can see some cancellations. So let me just go through it for the rest of the year. August, we have an aerification plan, as you can see, for 7 and 8, 7 through the 10th. A little light on the banquet side, but we do that going in. September, we start to pick up. and I anticipate there's some, these two weddings that are in here are actually big weddings, so we're full enchilada. We'll get some real good food and some things in there, so we're projecting out real well in there. And what you're seeing, there's some of the purple that I added. It's the high schools that are, I just did that today. Sat down with the coach of Forest High School and put their matches in. That'll take us to the new fiscal year. And you can see that October is already starting to show signs of filling up. We have a good November already. There's December. So the Lions Club, you're noticing the Thursdays, that was a $25,000 contract right there. So when they signed it up, their luncheon here every Thursday is about a $500 intake. So they have about anywhere between 30, 40 people paying us $12.50 a person. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice little luncheon.
Yeah.
Without taking any of Mr. Mueller's thunder, the golf course, as some of you already pointed out earlier, is in great shape. We certainly have a challenge keeping the rough cut. Jeff is constantly out there cutting the rough. So I've received some comments. I talked with the men's group this morning, made some comments to Jeff. The new thing, though, that I'll point out is Jeff is going to highlight the bunkers. He started to highlight them with a rough cut around and then bringing a fairway cut around there, so it kind of will show you where the bunker is. The grass, however, around the bunkers right now are exceedingly high due to the fly mowers going down, and they're forced to weed eat. So this Wednesday, the fly mowers are returning, and they will be at a rough cut, not the current cut. If anyone who's been in there can attest that, you know.
You might tear up those fly mowers with all the balls.
That's exactly. You have to step on the ball in there if you get in there, because, and that's, look, the grass is growing. It's if we're trying to keep up with cutting the grass, I mean, it's just, we have that rough mower just going right around. They got six holes done today, and we're just taking up a lot of grass, so it's really.
You talk about the rough above the bunker?
Yeah, you know, that just surrounding
straight
the
up.
Bank and
yeah.
Just a little bit around. So when you look, if you look from the fairway, you'll see the bunker. It's just a little touch. It's a nice touch. Right now it's just...
Yeah, I noticed it was super thick yesterday.
Yeah, it's just super thick. Yeah. That's when it come down to a regular rough cut.
Oh, yeah.
There is rough, and there's the other reason. Yes, I like looking at definition, and some don't need to look at that. But we are, where the rough has been brought in is to really to... try to relieve the traffic pressure of the mowing and everything to grow grass where there wasn't grass, where we notoriously didn't have grass. So right now what you're seeing now is the attempt of filling in grass in those areas. Once that starts to achieve a good take, you're going to see him moving that back to where it's needed. But if you can see where he brings it in, is because even the mowers were creating, I guess, enough stress, in fact, maybe more stress than the cart path. But a prime example is number 12, next to number 12. If you go down to number 12, there was never grass on the right side of the green. And now with the prevention of putting any kind of car traffic over there, you can miss it to the right side and at least have a chance to have some grass to chip off of. So, other than that, the comments are very strong from the surveys that go out. Everyone is aware that we a minimum of 20 surveys go out a day randomly to the people that play golf that have an email in there. And with the exception of some people think they've overpaid, which is one or two compared to everyone else who says, I got a deal. So it's kind of... And they're kind enough to explain that they're on fixed incomes and they don't want to spend more, and I get that. So our marketing, what you be aware, we did not on weekends. Our rates did not come down. Our rates did come down. I mean, did not go lower. We did go a little lower during the week, and met no hesitation whatsoever. In fact, our weekends are blossoming. Two Sundays ago, we did 192. We followed that up this Sunday with 152, which was only a $600 difference in room fees. So it was over 2,000. So those are numbers that we normally see during the week, during the end season. So Monday, Tuesdays are our slow days, and then Wednesday through Sunday is our bread and butter. I think our round, we're averaging right now in July, 1,000 rounds a month, 1,000 rounds a week. So I hope that continues, because that will allow us to have a good July and actually maybe exceed budget. August is notoriously a bad month. Because usually people go on vacations, so we might lose the millennials that are playing during the week, weekends, we might lose them, and I think that would hurt a little bit, because that's what our bread and butter right now, Saturday, Sunday, and the millennials are coming out and they're playing from 2 o'clock on, and we're getting some good afternoon play along with our morning play. And the last thing I'll mention is we did pick up about 15 members from Ocala Country Club during their time that their course is closed. They are doing exactly sort of what the men's group does. They have booked out their 3 to 4 tee times during the day. It's later in the day, about 10:30. They play after you guys out there. But they're happy. They have a nice golf course to play. And I'm happy because it's actually, in our member revenue, we're actually exceeding membership revenue now on the financials where we were losing to budget. We're actually going to pick up about $4,000 to that loss. So,
what's going on in Ocala Country Club? Are they redoing the course?
Yeah, they closed it down, so they're going to be redoing. They're doing the whole facility. Hampton Golf is the new owners, mm-hmm. And so a bunch of the members came here. I'm sure they've gone elsewhere, but these are people that grew up here. I mean, it's never a dull story here to listen to why I play at Muni. And in my place, if I was standing and someone say Muni, that's usually a dirty word in golf. But here at Ocala, Muni is tradition. It stands for a heck of a lot more. I can actually be called. I even caught myself saying, "Yeah, I work at Muni." you know what I'm saying, right? It's like I think everything's we're firing good right now. I'm out to budget and things of that. August and September are going to be see how we do until the rounds start and the snowbirds start coming back, starting in October. But I think everything's firing up. Most of the conditions of the course is good. The food is getting good reviews. My staff is improving in the food and beverage with the practice they're getting. I'm getting happier and happier with their performance. My leadership team has never been better with John, Jeff, and Charles. I feel a lot of support. I felt very comfortable leaving for a week. That doesn't happen. We were just joking about that. I actually could go away, and I really felt that the golf course was in good hands, and it was. If there's any.
Okay, good report. Thanks. Mr. Clark.
First of all, I want to apologize for not being in the last meeting. So, it's been 6 months since I've been in one of these meetings, so I could do a really, really, really long report, but I think I'll just keep it short. We're in full summer mode at Pine Oaks, just like Jason was talking about. I mean, it's definitely the slow time, and I do remember those days when even in July we were still, doing sometimes over 200 rounds here. It's a little different at Pine Oaks. Obviously, we totally rely on the winter play, which I'm disappointed to say this past winter we didn't do quite as well as what we typically do. It had nothing to do with the weather. The golf course was powder and dust, and it wasn't in very good shape this winter. The greens were okay, but I think everybody's aware of this irrigation system situation over there. We practically don't have an irrigation system, so we live with what we've got and manage it the best we can. But unfortunately, during that period, it hurt us quite a bit. A couple other things that I think hurt some. Unfortunately, 21st Street, which is the road that goes to my golf course, was closed for about 4 weeks in March. That killed me. It cost me $15,000 in revenue in March. I don't know why the road was closed. I know there was some construction on the other end, closer over to 27th Avenue, but it didn't start until there. Understood that the road would be closed in that area there, but even when golfers would come around and go in, try to come in off of Martin Luther, there was this big, huge sign right in the middle of the road that said road closed.
Yeah.
So people were calling and, you know, how do you get to Pine Oaks? And I said, just ignore the sign and come on through. So that hurt us. I mean, it's an immeasurable amount. And when I say 15,000, that's just an educated guess. There's no way to really know that. But fortunately, it's fixed. The road's open. But now it's summertime, so it's a struggle. But we're continuing to do what we've been doing for 7 years. We've made money profit for 7 years. How many more years that will continue, I can't tell you. My golden magic can only go for so long. And it is decreasing. It's a little bit depressing, and I don't want to go into the gory details of it. But last year, we only did 33,483 rounds of golf. By comparison, when the city handed the golf course to me, the last year, I think the number was about 35,000. So we're now we had built that up to 42,000, but we're now back to where we were when I took the golf course, and hopefully it'll get better. I'm an optimistic person. We're going to keep doing what we do. We're going to continue to maintain the golf course to the best of our ability with what we're charging. It is very, very difficult to remain competitive. You can't charge $10, $15 to play golf. If you got to start charging $15 or $20 to play, you just need to put a padlock on it and say we're done, because you can't make it, because the cost of fertilizer, the cost of fuel, the cost of equipment, the cost of employees, the cost of electricity, everything involved in running and owning and operating a business is the same. I don't care if it's a Dina's or here. Not saying capital improvement budget wouldn't be more there, but as far as daily what it takes to operate. Right. So we're kind of there. Like I said, I want to try to sound optimistic and not be pessimistic, but I'm getting ready to put out a very nice report that you would all get to visit. You're talking about this report deal. I'm not obligated to this board to give a quarterly report. I would be more than happy to let them see my P&L statement on the quarter, but as far as providing an actual report that cost me about $1,000 to get produced by my accountant, I'm obligated to do that annually, and I will continue to do that. But that report officially goes directly to City Council prior to going to Julie, or it goes to Julie first. But that report's open to the public. It tells the big picture of the whole year. And the bottom line is, are we making a profit or are we losing money? We're still profitable, but I don't like the direction that it's going in.
So what do you think is causing that dip? Is it just a
Well, we haven't spent $5 million over at Pine Oaks in the last. I've been here 19 years. We've spent $0 at Pine Oaks. So I mean, if you buy a car and it's 20 years old and never do any maintenance to it, eventually it's going to wear out. Okay? That's where we are, and that's what's happened. That's what our community has allowed, whatever. I mean, we as a community have put all our eggs in one basket. I love this place. I worked here for 10 years. It's a wonderful, wonderful facility. I'm all in terms of, you know, wanting it to be successful. But the bottom line, at the same time that's happened, we've done absolutely nothing to keep the other place going. So that's the only reason I'm over there now. I wouldn't even be there had the city did the continual upkeep and repair and maintenance of that golf course for the last 12, 15 years before I took it, I wouldn't even be over there. So, but the irony is I work for the organization that did that. So it's a little different. But if I sound resentful, I don't mean to be. But the reality is the golf course is wrapped. It's done. I mean, I don't know anybody else on the planet that could run that place and make a profit besides, you know, what we're doing right now. But at some point, the city is going to have to make a decision. So they want Pine Oak to be a golf course, or do they not want it to be a golf course? If they want it to be a golf course, there's going to have to be significant money spent over there. I'm talking $2 or $3 million. And I'm confused on that, because one week we're going to continue and one week we're not. So I don't know the answer to it.
So is that something being discussed now with city council?
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but I've been told it's going to be a golf course for 20 years. We need to start looking at what we can do to make it better. And then I'm being told, if you leave, we're closing. So, and it's gone back and forth like four different times. So I basically work there under the guise of it's probably going to close at some point. There's going to be development and all that. You know, we've been working under that since I started. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason the city leased it to start with. The city would not give up that kind of power, if you want to call it, to one of their facilities if they thought it was going to be a golf course for the next 20 years. And that's the difference in the Billy Casper contract and my contract. There's a big difference in a contract that somebody just pays you to manage their facility, but yet you still are beholden to that person. You're like an employee of that person. There's a difference there versus just outright leasing. Do the best you can. If you make money, great. If you lose money, that's your loss. And that's where I'm at. Okay.
So you see the wetlands bringing any type of exposure to the course? You know, with that and the wetlands over there? You think that would
the wetlands? I think it's the biggest waste of money I've ever heard in my life. They're going to spend $10 million over there on that? I mean, it's ridiculous. But it's a different pot of money. I mean, it has nothing to do with, I guess, the city budget as a whole. But no, I don't think it'll do anything to help Pine Oaks.
Gotcha.
But anyway, I'm going to stay there as long as I can. That's where I'm at. I'm doing the best that we can possibly do under the circumstances. I hope we have a better winter. I'll say that. If we don't have a better winter, I might not be sitting here this time next year. But I'm hopeful. I said from day one, I wanted to be there 10 years. That was my goal. We had three 5-year contracts. If I didn't get bought out in the first one, you know, I wanted to, you know, do it for the second 5, and then surely it was going to happen then. But it has not happened. So that's kind of where it's at, and that's why. I mean, nobody, 7 years ago when we all did this deal, nobody, including me, thought that Pine Oaks would be a golf course 7 years later. Nobody thought that. But it is, okay? So we're gonna, like I said, we're gonna keep it open as long as we can. We're gonna keep striving and working hard and just, you know, doing what we've done the past 7 years. Until it gets to the point where, you know, our customers quit coming, period. I mean, the loyal customers that play there on an annual basis, they love the place, just like the ones here love here, or Golden, Ocala, or wherever. I mean, everybody has a golf course that they like and support, but the numbers are smaller. And it's understandable. I get it. I'm not, you know, I understand. I mean, if I can pay $30 to play here or $28 to play there, I'm going to play here. I may join here when I'm done with
my I plug your group.
Wednesday.
I may have to get some strokes. I'm not there to the player I used to be. I'm nowhere close to the player I used to be.
But regardless.
Jennifer's there.
Regardless of everything, It's still profitable, right?
It's still profitable. Yeah. But the reason is that I'm killing myself.
Yeah.
Look at me.
But it's profitable after you make money? I'm assuming you pay yourself a salary, right?
Yeah, it's profitable.
Yeah.
Barely. I mean,
if you didn't make anything, you wouldn't be there, right?
No, I couldn't be. I mean, I
could.
Don't
just do it for fun?
I could, but I wouldn't enjoy it. I'll say that. But no, but you know, now, on a positive side, the course now, we've been getting tons of rain. You wouldn't believe the golf course compared to 2 months ago or 3 months ago. There's grass everywhere. We can't keep it cut. Now, the areas that were, you know, really, really rough, meaning areas
some of the T-box
had no, yeah, that literally had no irrigation to put on it during drought periods, the stress level in those areas haven't healed back up completely. Around the bend on 10, there's an area in 13, around the bend on number 8, those are some areas that we've desperately tried to get water to come up and just hadn't been successful. So some of them areas, it's going to take the entire growing season. I said back February, March, and April, if we get a really tremendously wet summer, we will be able to get a lot of that grass grow back in. And that has happened because we've had a very wet summer. Now, on the bad side of that, it kills you. On your revenue, it costs you $1,000, $2,000 a day every time it rains. You don't get that money back. So that kills your budget. So it's a catch-22, but I'm trying to look at it objectively and say, well, you know, yeah, we're losing a little bit now, but if it gets the golf course better shape, maybe we'll get some more play from it, you know, come the fall when you know, people start picking up their clubs again. And we still have play. I'm not suggesting we don't get play. We get play every day. We got leagues. Everybody plays there. We got a summer league going on. I got about 68 players in that. You know, we have the standard normal, you know, pretty busy in the morning up until 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock, and then of course it peters out because it's hot. I mean, who wants to play when it's 150 degrees, you know? And we get a pretty good probably the biggest missing part is talking about the millennials. We don't get as much afternoon play as we used to get. We might get 15, 20 people, you know, from 4 o'clock to dark, where there was a time there we were getting 50 or 60 every day, you know, and playing golf all the way up to dark. So that's probably one of the missing ingredients to the down play. But we're, you know, we're pretty weed free. I've still continued to spend the money on pre-emerges and different things, you know, trying to put out chemicals and keep the mole crickets out. We're good there. You know, nematodes are always an issue on a golf course. I've had a treatment for that. The greens are okay. They're not Tiff Eagle renovated 5 times since I've been in Ocala greens. They're 30 years old. So they're puttable, they're playable, you know. The average person that plays, you know, is okay with it. It's two handicappers probably wouldn't appreciate them too much. But anyway, thanks for letting me vent a little bit. That's probably the first time I've been coming to this meeting for 19 years, and that's probably the first time I've been that very outspoken.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't let it fall.
But I'm all good. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Clark. Good death. I'm sure you'll.
You can delete about half of it.
I forgot you were getting recorded.
Take that up to city council.
Whoa, Benny.
All right, moving right along. Mr. Greg Wise from First Tee.
That would be me.
All right. Greg Wise.
Pleasure to meet you.
Well, I appreciate you allowing me to be here, first of all. And I thank Jason for reminding me. I was sitting over there typing emails, sending information, and it was like, we're over here. So anyway, programming this year has been incredible. We've had a lot of changes come along. But the springtime programming, we've had 73 young people in our spring programming programs. We're taking an attitude this fall to be a little bit more open. We're actually expanding out into 8 local golf courses to expand our market for First Tee. One of the things I saw was the fact that nobody in Ocala really understands what the First Tee is and what we can do for young people. So we've got Silver Springs, Shores, Juliet Falls, Candler Hills, Ocala National, basically all the other courses, but we also know that Ocala Golf Club and Pine Oaks is the bread and butter of our facilities. So we're trying the others as a test market to see if we can keep this busy here locally and then expand our market. One of our recharter goals that we just got to recharter in the spring of this year is to reach out to 600 kids, unique kids, which is not two or three camps, but one child during the entire year. So our goals are pretty well set on matching that number and exceeding that number. So you're going to see us a lot of places to get the word out about the first tee. And that's my goal. So that's pretty much it. If you guys have some questions to me, I'd love to hear questions because I usually can make up a good answer. No, I'm just kidding. Our upcoming events are actually our biggest fundraiser of the year is at Golden Ocala, September 29th. And we've raised a considerable amount of money for our operation with that tournament from local support. The first people to sign up were actually for the event, a foursome from Delray Beach. They're coming up here the night before. They're going to play in our event and they're going to go back. I don't know how that happened, but I got their check today.
Wow. So what day of the week is that tournament?
It's a Friday.
A Friday.
It starts at 11 o'clock. It's a Gator weekend, so my next post on Facebook is going to be, okay, Gator Nation coming to town, come a day early and play in our
what
event.
What game is that?
Vanderbilt. So
I figured it was Friday because it was football season.
Yeah.
And unless it was an away game weekend.
But we're doing some expanded programming with Golden Ocala as well, doing a couple special camps that they want to get involved in now. So we're expanding and we're listening to the golf market. That's what we're all about. We want future people to play Pine Oaks and Ocala Golf Club.
What's the age groups that you're working with?
We start at 7 up to 17. So basically the whole kid program.
Yeah, it's a good program.
Yeah.
She's good.
And you've been with First Tee how long? You're new, right?
I've been a board member for 4 years.
Oh, okay.
And just recently, what was it, June 30th?
Yeah.
I took over as executive director, yeah. So we're moving a lot of things fast.
Yeah, good. Sounds awesome. Good.
All right. Moving along, the association reports. Ms. Marie, you want to start with the...
No, we stopped the end of May, and I think maybe two or three girls maybe come out on Thursdays at 7:30 to play, but we've all... But otherwise, I don't think anybody's really showing up. But I've had several calls that we're getting two or three new gals that's going to join us to play nine holes. So that sounds good. So we're going to be up to like 24, 25 for the nine holes, which is good. And I also want to comment on Clark, because he is a good cook. Because he does our potluck things over there, and he knows how to do the chicken and all, and get the most beautiful tomatoes you ever saw in your life. So he did our food for us in May over there. It was delicious. So if he has a new job, he can go in there. He could buy hire him to come over and help cook. If you need a chef, just call Clark because he did a good job. Beautiful salad and all that stuff. So I wanted to comment Clark on doing that.
Thank you for that.
That's it for me.
I'm Craig Mueller. I'm the new president of the OMGA.
Oh.
Our membership currently stands at 97.
Wow.
We have monthly tournaments that have been bringing in anywhere from 48 to 62 in these first six tournaments. So that average I think was 54. Everything's going pretty well for us. We came up with some bylaws and I've got a tournament committee that does a good job. Our rules chairman is fanatical. He keeps everybody in line. And we're just keeping on. And I got to also say to Clark, I spent 31 years with the city, and it ain't no different. They talk a talking to both sides of their mouth so well. That's all I have. Thank you. Let's get some questions.
Boy, do you have any questions?
No, I have nothing.
He's a green tea. He's an 80-year-old.
He's wondering about the comments on those city employees.
Yes. I'm looking at Jim Lee. I'm not making eye contact. Comments from the board. Ms. Marie, you have anything you want to add?
No, I have nothing to. No, everything sounds good.
Great. I just hope Pine Oaks can pick up for Clark and remain a golf course.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Everything has a bottom.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, like, I know it's on our priority. One of our three priorities, right, is that subject, yeah. Right? Is to discuss that. So I don't know if we're supposed to come up with recommendations or if that's, you know, above this board.
So that's,
you know, I mean, I guess the bottom line is they need money. Right?
Jimmy, how do we, you know, being that Clark doesn't really report to us, how does that?
Yeah, well, we've been, one of our sports turf supervisor in the Parks Division, he knows a lot about golf course. I mean, that's what he was a superintendent before, and for golf courses. And he has gone out and done a review of the irrigation system, and it needs about, what is it, like, is it a $500,000? To, and that's, it's
yeah,
it's,
I mean,
and jump in here because, I mean, you're the expert.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's like an existing, it's an hydraulic system, and changing it to, and.
Yeah, there's been a lot of work
yeah.
Put into investigating and researching and trying to come up with a solution.
Right.
It's not that it's being overlooked, and I didn't want to sound that way, because
yeah.
There has been a genuine effort among city staff and city management to look into the endeavor of getting the irrigation system fixed at Pine Oaks.
Right.
As you get into it, though, it becomes it's so expensive that it's understandably.
Like,
I understand. Yeah. I mean, yeah. the city has the course leased.
Yeah.
They're not responsible for doing it. It would be in good faith if they decided to do that. They don't have to. I totally get that. So it's kind of a weird situation. It's almost like I'm in the way. I mean, if they're going to spend some money, mm-hmm. It's almost like I need to step aside, let them spend $2 or $3 million, get the place renovated, get it going like it needs to be, and then let somebody manage it if the city doesn't want to manage it. But I don't see that happening while I'm there, and it wouldn't be, I wouldn't expect that. I mean, why would the city, you know, why don't you take a year off? We'll just make this place golden, and then you come back and run it. I mean, they're not, I wouldn't even expect that.
So how long was your lease agreement with the, to lease that?
Pardon?
How long was your lease agreement?
Well, we just completed the second year of the second 5-year contract, so.
It was 3 5-years, right?
It was 3 5-years, yes.
And so we're at the beginning of the third year.
So it's got a long way to go. I mean, it's just, at the end of the day, somebody in the city, the bottom line, after I'm long gone, is going to have to make a decision that they want Pine Oaks to be a golf course. If they do, they're going to have to just pony up the dough and fix it. If the sentiment is, you know, let it go, and it'll be history. It's something to talk about, and use the land for development or whatever, you know, occurs.
Yeah.
Sell the land. I mean, there's all kind of options.
Yeah.
You know, with all the development that's going on up there, I'm sure there's probably somebody there thinking, you know, this place is fixed to be even more valuable.
Right.
So I guess that would come down to the community as well. How vocal is the community going to be if and when there is a day that CC Golf Management says, we're done. We can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
What now? What is the city going to do? I'm sure there's going to be some folks that's going to certainly want to continue to be a golf course.
Yeah.
But it all boils down to money, and I get it. I mean, there's a $4 million deficit in the city this year.
Yeah. So you think it'd probably take more than just the irrigation, is what you think?
The longer you go, the more it's going to be. You can keep waiting, and it's like a road. You know, you can spend so much that now or so much later. I mean, it's no different. I mean, to make pine oaks viable and competitive and nice, and you know, it's 2 or 3 million minimum. Because you need to do every tea complex over there needs to be destroyed and start completely over. Every greens complex needs to be destroyed and start completely over. The irrigation needs to be started completely over. New piping, new everything. I mean, to really make it a facility that would be able to be maintained at a consistent level and be competitive with other golf facilities in the area,
right,
for, you know, 20 years. I mean, there's a life to everything. I mean, greens. I mean, some of these golf courses redo their greens every 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's just something that, I mean, I understand it. I've been in the community a long time. I mean, I think y'all all know that. But it'll be up to the public if and when that day comes.
That's all I
know what to do. No. But it's not going to be cheap.
There's a couple of flyers in your package. You recognize one for from Dennis from August 26th at the Egg Kosky.
Some of them are already over with.
A reading of the Ranger.
Yes, I've already looked at it.
Yoga in the Park.
And Yoga in the Park. So there's community events that are happening that our fabulous Parks and Recs department puts on for us. So you can make those or spread the word on that.
It's yoga free.
Well, if there are no more comments, we have a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Now, second.
You have to adjourn.
You and I already. You're good.
Both of us have to do something there. Right?
Yeah, George got here. It's much greater.
And Chris wasn't here, so Jason got off the hook on all the catering reports.
Yeah.
What happened?
I said Chris wasn't here.